She thinks
she wants to maybe try an open mic night, so we're going to go watch tonight and see what she thinks.
Well, we'll see how she feels about it after she sees a couple people bomb.
She actually had, about a week or so ago, she showed me she had like 3 or 4 pages written of some
she's already working up material?
Routines, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Let me tell you something.
I was trying to
tweak
her, you know, a little bit. I was trying to help her a little.
Who's to say she can't be the next Chelsea Handler?
Yeah.
Or Whitney Cummings, or, well, not Ellen DeGeneres. She's
Kathleen Madigan.
Your wife's heterosexual.
Right. She's
Kathleen
women.
Madigan. Yeah. Paula Poundstone.
Who's to say, right?
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know. All these women and guys started at some little club. They got up one night, and then look what happened.
Yep.
And you'll never have to work piano another day, and you're like, well, you don't really work now.
But, yeah, I try to help her a little bit tweak because...
Well, if there's anybody
I know
that I think that I would turn to for comedy writing, it would be you.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a
reputation as a known comedy writer.
Yes.
Peon. Burke's segment is closed. In fact, it is officially... closed. Now, here's how we're going to start. And Dan's going to remind me, we're going to call the lunch lady today in the Playhouse, because apparently she's got a really funny recording today.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm going to start with this email, and I wrote this lady back already. Her name is Cheryl. And let me start by saying something that I always think is very important, and that is when I make a comment, and it's an opinion, and maybe it's not exactly always nice or popular, but if it's really, really offensive... or really out of line, you'll generally hear from more than one or two people. I heard from one person, and it's Cheryl. And here's what Cheryl says. She says, I'm a regular listener of your show, but was very offended. Not just offended, but she was very offended. There's a difference. About your comments Monday, November 12th, which I believe was yesterday, regarding the looks of Holly Petraeus. She has stood by her man for his repeated deployments, raised 2 children while awaiting his safe return, and in recent years has become a strong advocate on Capitol Hill for U.S. military members. It is frightening to me that military secrets could have been compromised because he chose to think with his, and she uses the D word.
Whoa.
Think with his wiener. But she uses the D word, instead of his brain. Thoughts? Question mark, question mark, question mark. So I sent her back my thoughts, and I said, Cheryl, you have every right to be offended.
One on the Facebook page, too, that said, it might have been the same person, but said the same exact thing.
Okay, well, 2 things. First of all, you can be offended if you want to. Sometimes the truth is offensive. But the truth is, two things to consider here. One, it's my opinion, so there's not really truth involved. But in this case, it also happens to be factual and true. My opinion is that Petraeus' wife's not very attractive. Now, that's the opinion of 99% of men who look at her and then look at that smoking hot chick that's that biographer. Okay, they look at two and go, okay, General, go for it. That's men. Now, what I said yesterday before I said it was, what I'm about to say is not very nice. Not acceptable to everyone, politically incorrect, maybe a little insensitive, blah, 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 blah. But I said, I'm going to speak for the great majority, and I mean the really great majority of heterosexual men out there when they get a look at Petraeus' wife and then they get a look at this woman. That's not to say that what he did is right. It's not to say that it's nice to say somebody's unattractive. I'm not handsome. Okay? But here's the deal. It's one thing to be very average looking, and most people do what they can to look, have a reasonably decent appearance. They don't go, you don't have to go out of your way to be, you know, model perfect, but you kind of have a decent hairdo and you dress in a way that's not even attractive, just sort of acceptable and modern, all right? And kind of so you blend in. When a woman like this I will tell you what my wife and her friend, we had a friend over in she was in the house when the picture came on TV of Holly Petraeus. Now, these are women, and they looked at each other, and they looked back at the TV, and both started to talk about how it looked like she was clueless about how to dress, how to do her hair, that and even went on to say it looked like she worked at and deliberately tried to look unattractive. Now,
she kind of looks like Peter Griffin.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we all know women and men that when you look at them, you go, man, it's like they're trying to not attract anybody. They want to be repulsive. They want to look dowdy, matronly.
Or they just don't know.
Sloppy.
They've never learned how to, you know, there's
well,
some
hang
girls
on here.
That
this
grow
is
up.
The, hold on. This is the wife of a general. This is the woman who runs in some pretty big circles of some pretty well-educated and has been around women who they know how to dress. They know how to present themselves.
But she may not feel comfortable asking them how to... You've seen those women before that grow up and they really don't...
Okay, but here's my point. What I'm saying is true. And here's what it is. Maybe she is clueless. Here's what happens... whether you're a man or a woman, and I'm going to include both, when you are clueless, sometimes your spouse catches the eye of somebody who isn't clueless, somebody who does know how to look and how to be attractive. And when you look at your husband or wife who's a slug, and then you look at this person who's very interested in you and has let you know that, hey, if you want it, you can have it. Whew, that's pretty tempting. Right or wrong? Right or wrong?
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
no, I agree.
Right.
Okay. So all I'm saying is, look at Hillary Clinton and look at Monica Lewinsky. Now, is it right? Of course it's not right. Nobody's saying it's right, but the hard facts are this. Women leave men all the time because the guy is a slob. He's got a big beer gut. He's bald. Wait, I'm describing myself.
Oh,
hang
yeah.
on here. Well, you know what? If my wife left me for some George Clooney, a guy who was really cared about his appearance and nutrition, and he worked out, and he was a decent guy... I couldn't hate him, and I guess I'd understand it.
And women also leave men who maybe at one time had a really good job and made a lot of money, and then all of a sudden they lose that job.
Yeah, what's the difference? Women
the
dump guys
thing.
All the time
yeah.
because they don't make enough money.
Right.
They're too late. So all I'm saying is this guy, Petraeus, who, by the way, I still don't get to... There's a great... Hang on here. I think I brought it in here. There was a great article...
Da, 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 da. I've had to do that
from,
to
it's
myself.
From Jane Mayer, the New Yorker. She says, what I'm wondering is why, if the FBI had indeed concluded that they had no criminal case... By the way, there's no crime committed here. Petraeus didn't commit a crime. He did not commit a crime. There's no criminal case, she says. Why this matter was brought to anybody's attention at all? Within the military, there are rules about adultery, but within civilian life, should there be? But he's a civilian. He's not in the military anymore. She says, it certainly seems fair to question Petraeus' judgment, ethics, and moral fiber in this matter, but in this instance, evidently, there were no crimes. So why, again, did this blow up like it has? People like me are waiting for more answers. I couldn't agree with her more. He's not a criminal. He had an affair. Had a girlfriend. Like Clinton, like Eisenhower, like Roosevelt, like Kennedy, like Jesse Jackson, like Bill Cosby. He had a girlfriend. And sometimes you look at the woman that he, you know, betrayed or cheated on or whatever you want to say, and you can't help but think to yourself, well, I can kind of see why, you know, if I sat home and drank beer all the time and refused to look for a job, and belched and wore wife-beater shirts, And my wife told me she's leaving me to go with some guy who had some ambition and took a shower. Okay. I mean, she has it right. Now, that's not exactly the same as this. But for Cheryl to be offended, why are you offended? I didn't say anything about, I didn't offend you. I didn't say anything about you, Cheryl. I said, look at Holly Petraeus and look at this whatever. What's her name? What's this gal's name? Paula something.
Yeah.
The biographer. He's a man. He has, and yes, sometimes we think with our D words, as you chose to put it. That's life. It happens. And I would also, and there's no guarantee that if Petraeus' wife had a sexier hairdo, maybe made some attempt to not look like a librarian or somebody's housekeeper or aunt, to old aunt, or not look more like his mother than his wife, there's no guarantee that he still wouldn't have done this. But it's like insurance. It's an insurance policy.
There might be something else going on in their marriage that no one knows about, too, that could cause him to go.
Absolutely. But that Cheryl's offended that I basically told the truth. And the truth is, this woman is, she's not ugly. It's just like she, not only does she not make an effort to sort of be somewhat attractive with whatever she has to work with, it's almost like she deliberately picked out, ooh, I'll take that hairdo. That's the ugliest hairdo I've ever seen. I'll have that. And I'll take that old dress like my old aunt used to wear just before she died. Yeah, that's what I want to look. It's almost like that. And again, maybe she's just clueless. But the truth is, men are guilty and women are guilty of being drawn to, now whether or not you act on it's another matter, of being drawn to something exciting, something hot, something that you don't have at home. And again, it goes for men and women. If you're a guy and you decide to just let it all go, don't make any effort, I have the potential to be that guy that any woman would leave. I lean that way. I've never been a guy to get into fashion or shoes and clothes and, you know, working out. And
I have to try and ugly myself up.
Well, I know you do, Dan. Yeah, you're blessed. You're blessed with extraordinary good looks.
Yeah.
Few people can say that. So, Cheryl, two things you need to consider. One, at least you're the only complaint and offended email that I got. People might not like the fact that sometimes when you say what a whole lot of people are thinking, to some people you become the bad guy just because you told the truth and you just said what a lot of people are thinking, but they wouldn't say. So that's all I did. I said, look at her and look at the mistress. And again, still don't understand, with this country's ability to just sort of forgive and look the other way, when people in higher positions than this guy is in do things that in this case somehow he feels. I say there's more to it than this. This is not just about the biographer, why he resigned. And you'll probably find out that I'm right down the road. This has something to do with something else. Maybe Libya, the Benghazi thing. Maybe there's more. And that's that. If you want to talk, ladies, about what he has done and why he has done it, if you ever lost somebody to somebody hotter or cuter. And there's nothing you can do, by the way, about youth. If a guy wants to go with a jump for some gal who's 30 years younger, there's not much you can do. You can't make yourself younger. Yeah, you can't do anything about it. And maybe you can't do anything about it anyway. Maybe it was just he had decided at this point he was ready for something fresher and younger and hotter, and he was going to go no matter what his wife did. We'll take your calls. And then we'll take a couple, then we'll take a break. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Jim's on the phone. Hello, Jim.
Frank.
Yes, sir.
You know what I can't control?
What's that?
I'm AM in the PM.
Well, nobody can. Once you get that in your system, you can't fight it.
I was just telling your producer, there's no way to tell. Every person is different. Every situation is different. So, I mean, just me personally, there's been women before that were just completely unattractive, and for whatever reason, I loved them, and I wouldn't have left them for anything.
Yeah.
And there's other women that were just absolutely magazine beautiful, but for whatever reason, I just couldn't stand being around them.
Right. I just what I don't understand, I guess, is when a listener says she's offended that I told the truth. I don't get that.
Well, there is no truth. It's just a matter. It's all situational. There's no telling what's going to happen. Really.
Well, here's the truth. There is a thing.
Once you make a commitment and sign that marriage contract, really, you know, it's up. You know, you got to suck it up and do what's right.
Okay, but Larry, here is one truth, and this is the truth. If I showed you a picture of his wife, and I showed you a picture of the biographer, I'd say one's not real good looking and one's hot. And that's the truth. That's just a statement. It doesn't mean he was justified in doing what he was doing. It's just a statement. She's hot. She's not.
To you.
To me. And to most men. And even to women who would look at the two women.
I haven't seen his wife yet, but, you know, like I say, it's just a matter of, you know, you don't know what's in somebody's heart.
Well, we're not talking about the heart. We're talking about what it is men usually jump for, and it's not the heart. You know. Jim, thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Larry. Hello, Larry.
Good afternoon, Frank. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. But I'm a little confused.
Okay.
I think maybe I missed something. Your comment was that she was not very attractive, right?
That's true.
And her rebuttal to that was, she stand by her man, he's the great man, he's a good man, he's done this and that. What does the two have to do with each other?
I don't know. You're good point. I don't know.
I thought I missed something.
No, you didn't miss anything. She was offended by my comments about Holly Petraeus, but then you're right. She says she stood by her man. She raised two children. And you're right. Two completely separate things. Now, thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate
it. All right. Well, it's been my pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure, too, Larry.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of hardwood flooring to give you these great New Year's savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. And here's a great suggestion. Beautiful 5-inch wide American-made hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring on sale now for only $389 a square foot. That's right. You can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak. American-made hand-scraped hickory for only $389 a square foot. Let me repeat, for only $389 a square foot. It's the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 10 pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Painting. Not exactly high on most people's list of fun things to do, which is why you should call Beckner Painting and Contracting. They've been doing it since John Glenn became the first American in orbit, and gas was 28 cents a gallon. That was 50 years ago. But besides painting interiors and exteriors, Beckner Painting and Contracting does cabinets, vanities, tubs, tile, metal office furniture, drywall installation, window replacements, siding, gutters and downspouts, room additions, kitchen and bath remodels, deck cleanings and staining, make readies, plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, and too many other things we don't have time to mention. Phew! Which is why they ought to change their name to Beckner Painting and a whole lot of other home and office improvement stuff. But they'd have to get a bigger sign. Bottom line, at Beckner Painting and Contracting, they provide guaranteed quality work at a reasonable price, and the estimate is free. They're located on Manchester and St. Louis between Hanley and Big Bend. Call them at 314-646-7000. That's 314-646-7000. Or go to Beckner-Painting.com.
Hey, let's do lunch. Hi, I'm Jimmy Christo, owner of Jimmy's on the Park in Clayton, inviting you to join us for lunch Tuesday through Saturday beginning at 11:30. We offer a great variety of soups, salads, and sandwiches, in addition to two great specials prepared every day by our executive chef, Derek Craig. Our two dining rooms, in addition to a private party room for meetings or special occasions, are available by reservation. Jimmy's is located at 706 DeMunn. We're just across the street from St. Mary's Hospital in the DeMunn neighborhood in Clayton. Just 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis and Grand Center, and we offer plenty of complimentary parking. We serve lunch continuously. We begin at 11:30 and serve lunch Tuesday through Saturday. That's Jimmy serving brunch on Sunday from 10 o'clock to 2 with great live music and dinner 7 nights a week. Call us for reservations at 725-8585 or check out Jimmy's menus online at jimmyscafe.com. And let's do lunch.
It's fun living at Garden View Care Center. It's fun for the residents. It's fun for the families. Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here. More than 14 years ago, Garden View Care Centers created the first memory care program in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Garden View has learned a lot about memory care since. The key to memory care is activity. Garden View residents with Alzheimer's and dementia are active 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're active and having fun. They participate in a wide variety of on-site fun activities such as recreation, exercise, dance aerobics, parties, live music performances, and so much more. Off-site, they're going to movies, theaters, concerts, ball games, and because they're having fun, the families stay connected. The development of their memory loss is slowed, and they're healthier and happier. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Garden View Care Center, 636-449-7575, online at gardenviewcarecenter.com. That's 636-449-7575. They're having fun at Garden View Care Centers, 636-449-7575, or gardenviewcarecenter.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Oh, the shark baby has such teeth. Yeah. Yeah, I remember when you used to sing
that. And it shows.
Yes,
I do.
Oh, wait a minute.
That other guy.
That was the old.
Calls are coming in. We'll take a couple of interesting emails. One, a guy who said, Frank, I cannot believe that you said you understand why he cheated on his wife. Well, believe it. I do understand it. Look, I understand why people kill people. I understand that if a guy finds out his neighbor raped his 8-year-old daughter and he goes over and blows his brains out, I understand it. Doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right. But I understand it. So understanding how things happen and that things happen is different than condoning them. So thank you for the email. The other email I got was very interesting. He said, take a look at him, at Petraeus himself. He's no prize, which is true.
Yeah.
He looks like a turtle. And he's kind of hunched over. His, you know, and look at her. Now, in his case, he's going for her for the body, the look, the brain. She's smart. Mm. She's in great shape. She's good looking. What do you think she's after from him? Power.
Oh, yeah.
Power and money.
Yep.
Yeah. And do I understand that? Yeah. I understand it. Doesn't make it right, but I understand it. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Kathy is on the phone. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great, and I don't know that we're gentlemen, but thank you for that. What can we do for you?
Well, I would like to state the obvious first, that she stated that she was offended by something you said, and I think anybody that is a regular listener of you could never be offended by anything you say.
Well, I think they could. I actually understand that.
No, because then they couldn't be a regular listener, because, you know, you guys are very offensive to everyone.
Well, thank you. That's so nice. What a nice thing to say.
I take that as a compliment.
We're offensive to everyone. I don't think that's true. That's not true.
Oh, but in a good way.
Okay.
We're offensive in a good way.
Yes. And the other thing is, I wonder if she would have been offended if you would have talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger going after such an ugly woman he cheated on
with the nanny,
and his wife was so good looking. So,
oh, hang on.
Wait, you think
Maria Shriver is good looking?
I think at one time she probably was.
Thank you.
At one time Arnold was good looking.
She looks like a corpse.
Skeletor.
Yeah. Yeah. She is so.
Yes, she has. But when they were younger, she was attractive.
I'll give you that.
So, and she look how old skinny. This kid is, and, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
And sometimes I understand when things happen, and sometimes I don't. But I understand. What I do understand is that we're not in other people's heads. So that's why I understand that things happen, because we don't have all the facts. And if we did, then we might understand it better. So I kind of accept that this stuff happened. Again, difference between that and condoning it. I use the raping daughter case as an example, or any other horrific, horrible thing that somebody might... If you have kids, that's a good way to make people connect with you. If you say, well, what if this happened to your kid? You know, I had a lady years ago who got mad at me because I said something about that in certain situations it was okay to kill somebody, like, you know, self-defense or whatever. Because what had happened was she called and she said... I can't believe you said that. She said, I happen to believe, and she went into how Christian she was, and she said, any killing is wrong. Taking the life of another human being is wrong. And I said, do you have kids? And she said, yes, I have a daughter. And I said, if somebody broke in your house and took a butcher knife and raised it up and was about to stab your daughter in the heart, and you could kill him and stop him, would you do it? She said, well, sure. I said, well, you just contradicted yourself.
Yeah.
You said under no circumstances should somebody take another human life. You're going to sit there and let this guy kill your daughter and then maybe you, when you could shut it down by killing him? Of course you would.
Yeah.
Unless you're crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy. But...
No, not you. Unless,
no.
You know. So
okay.
What? Anything else we can do for you, Kathy?
No, just, you know, keep up the good offensive work there.
Now, see, you know what? That kind of bothers me that you said we're offensive to everybody. I don't think we're offensive. How old are you, Kathy?
Jokingly, sometimes we try to...
Very jokingly. I am 46.
Favorite age.
Yeah, favorite age.
Kathy, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Off we go to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Frank?
I've never been better. Thank you.
I am in a PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You never get tired of hearing that. How can we help you?
Hi, gang.
Steve, everybody.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen, it's Steve.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Hey, last few weeks you've been pushing this American Patriot beer.
Yes.
I live down in the Cape Girardeau area. I live in a town called Jackson, Missouri.
I've been there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I met the late, great Bernice, was in Jackson, Missouri.
Really?
Met her for the first time in Jackson. There's a Dairy Queen or something right off the interstate.
Yes, there is. Yep.
And I met her in the parking lot there.
Yeah, right, so at Fruitland.
Yes, it's exactly right. So I know right where you're talking about.
Yeah, so I am the proud owner of a six-pack of American Patriot Light Beer.
Hey, good for you. Good for you.
I bought it at, I don't know that you will really know, but I bought it at Dirt Cheap in Cape Girardeau.
I know that store.
It's about a buck a beer, which is comparable to the beers that, you know, the guys that had all those big, tall horses.
Yeah.
So I think I found a new product.
Well, good for you, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. You know what? It was really my pleasure.
Thank you for trying it, Steve. I'm liking it. All right, there goes Steve. We'll get Dan in here before we have to take a break.
Dan's gone.
Yeah, you want to hear quickly my Bernice story? You remember the story when I met Bernice?
Yeah, I remember that.
With the pie?
Yeah, she knew that I was going down to Tennessee to visit my dad. And for those who don't know, Bernice is been dead for a few years. But she was an old country woman who just started calling the show. And she was like Granny Clampett. That's the closest thing I can think of to give you an idea of what Bernice was like. And she, on the surface, was just a really crusty, mad, bad mood. Everybody was a horse's hind end, hated everything. But really, that wasn't really her at all. And So she hears me say that I'm going down to see my dad in Tennessee, and she leaves a message at the station for me to call her. So I called her, and she said, you going down this weekend to Tennessee? I said, yes, I am. When are you coming back? And I said, well, I'll be driving back Sunday. You go 55? I said, yeah, 55. She says, all right, she says, stop off at, and she gave me this exit, this Dairy Queen, Fruitland, you know, the, where the guy was talking about. Stop there, I'll have something for you. And I said, oh, we'll get to finally meet. Well, it's not about that. I just have something for you. I said, well, what is it? She says, oh, hell, you'll find out when you get there.
You horse is hind,
yeah. Yeah, thank you, Bernie. So I said, I'll call you from the road when I'm, you know, 20 minutes away. Ah, fine. And she hung up. Well, I call her. I said, Bernice, I'm like 20 minutes away. Nah, okay. I'll see you there. And she hangs up. My wife and I get off the exit, and here's a, like an, I don't know, a 12-year-old old person's car. You know what I mean by that? Like yeah. Mercury Marquis or an old Buick or something. And two older people in it. And I thought, well, okay, that's it. That's Bernice and her husband. And there are only people sitting in the parking lot, so I pull up, I get out, and I walk over. I said, are you Bernice? She said, well, who the hell do you think I am? I mean, we've never even met. And she said, here. I said, what's this? What the hell does it look like? It's a pie. And I said, it had foil over it. And I said, oh, what kind of pie is it? And she said, well, hell, you'll find out when you take it home, take the foil off. And I said, well, thank you, Bernie. What the hell are you thanking me for? You haven't even tasted it. You might not even like it. And I said, well, Bernice, that's really not. Thank you. So, yeah, hell. And she gets in the car, and they just took off. And that was Bernice, the first time I ever met her. She tried so hard to be mean.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It didn't work. One more quick one. That's Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Hi, Fred.
How's it going? What's up?
I'm AM and PM.
That's good to hear.
I just wanted to say something about Trey's thing and go back to the Bill Clinton thing. Their personal life shouldn't have anything to do with what they're doing, unless you can prove
that it has
doing something wrong in the government because of that.
No, I couldn't agree
it's
more.
It's like any other job. Nobody gets fired if they get...
Clinton getting the BJ in the Oval Office had, to me, nothing to do with how good a president he was or how he would handle some crisis. You know.
Exactly, and it's the same way with Petraeus.
Yeah.
His affair had nothing to do with the job he was doing. So now we're going to lose somebody that was really good as a CIA director.
And by the way, we're going to lose him because of a bunch of hypocrites who act like they're holier than thou and like people in Congress. We'd have to have everybody in Congress almost quit if they started having him resign because they messed around with somebody. I'm not kidding. Like three-fourths.
I believe that 100%.
All right. I appreciate
it. There's nothing more hate than a hypocrite.
No, and the world is full of hypocrites, and a lot of them are in Washington. That's the most partying, cheatingest, drinkingest town. Unbelievable. And then here, this guy...
Well, that's the joke, all the call girls in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my goodness. I know some people who've worked in Washington, and man, they tell stories, but you cannot believe what goes on that we don't know about yet. Something comes out publicly, and, oh, they're the first ones to want to burn them at the stake or something.
Exactly.
Fred, I appreciate the call.
Hey.
Thank you.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or R&RPortableToilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Remember the old refrain, will you still need me, will you still feed me when I'm 64? Byerly is 64 years old, and we still hear from people about the trailers Walter Byerly built back in the 40s and 50s. We found a 1958 model in great shape, and after a little refurbishing, it's ready to hit the road again. Another man sent me a picture with a caption, all I remember is that Grandpa lived in it, and Grandma would bring him dinner every night from the front house. I bet there's more to that story. It's fun owning a company with such a history. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com.
For all things electrical, you should see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping people like you with their electrical needs. Switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much more. At an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, go to MetroElectricSupply.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Want to get away from it all?
The Big 550 has teamed up with the 2013 All-Canada Show, January 4th through 6th at the St. Charles Convention Center, and will give you a chance to register to win a 7-day fishing package to the Tamarack Island Wilderness Lodge, valued at over $1,700. Just go to ktrs.com to register, and we'll announce the winner on January 6th, 2013. And it's all from the 2013 All-Canada Show, January 4th through the 6th at the St. Charles Convention Center, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in Melbourne, Florida, where Christopher Castillo got a visit from the Secret Service after something he posted on Facebook about President Obama on November 1st. Here's what Christopher thought would be a good thing to put online. Quote, if he gets reelected, I'm going to hunt him down and kill him. Watch the life disappear from his eyes, unquote.
Oh.
When a Facebook friend responded to Christopher, saying, you know, threatening the president's life is a crime, Christopher decided, instead of deleting it, he would take out the shovel and dig the hole a little bit deeper. He posted this reply. I wouldn't call it a threat, but more of a promise. Let them come after me. Be more than happy to take a few of them with me.
Oh,
unquote. All right, so that did actually bring in the Secret Service. And when they confronted him, Christopher admitted writing the post. And an agent said, what would you do if the president was standing here right now? And Christopher immediately responded, I'd bitch slap him and beat the blank out of him and scream and yell at him and tell him he was a terrorist, unquote.
Wow.
The agent, Charles Johnson, then told Castillo that his statements were a violation of federal law, and Christopher said, doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, Christopher, and that's why you now have a felony charge of threatening the president of the United States. By the way, the threat no longer on Facebook. Then while we're doing one last election-related story, let's go to Gilbert, Arizona, where Holly Solomon doesn't exactly like Obama. She was a Romney supporter and was really mad that her husband not only wouldn't vote for Romney, but actually wouldn't vote at all. And when he didn't even go to the polls on Election Day, Holly followed him to a parking lot and tried to run him down with her SUV.
Oh, my God.
At one point, he hid behind a light pole. She circled around him and taunted him until he made a run for it. That's when she hit him and pinned him under the vehicle. By now, bystanders had called the cops. They showed up, and Holly claimed, "Oh, I didn't mean to run him over. I just wanted to scare him a little bit. I accidentally hit the gas." Yeah, around and around and around in a circle and then right over him. She's been booked on an aggravated assault charge. Now we go to Longview, Washington, where a woman took her 6-year-old son for a walk at Lake Sacagawea when a man approached, sat down in front of them, opened his pants, and started pleasuring himself.
Oh.
Holly turned her son's head away from the man while she reached into her pants and pulled something out of her own. That would be her gun. She put the magazine in. She cocked it, if you don't mind my using that phrase.
Oh.
And she told the guy, "You need to leave or I'll shoot you right here, right now." Seeing the gun, the man shouted an expletive, scrambled to his feet, and ran away. That's when Holly told her dog, "Sick him!" The guy managed to outrun the dog to the woods, got away. Holly called the dog back. Everybody's okay. But she did report him to the police. When she did, the police said, "That's the second report we've had of something like that today. At 2 o'clock this morning, a guy was doing it in a parking garage." They don't know who either guy is or if it's the same guy. But maybe next time he won't go off half-cocked. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now we finish with the story from yesterday. I don't know if you know this, but yesterday was Guinness World Records Day, an annual event where people try to put on things that'll get them into the Guinness Book of Records. There was an attempt in Italy to make the largest chocolate coin, an attempt in Australia for the longest note on a didgeridoo, that's an Australian wind instrument. 2,500 people in India lined up to do some dance. Somebody tried to just set a record for the fastest 100 meters running on all fours. And then there are two that I can't believe. Number one, and I don't have pictures or the details on this, and I'm not sure I want them. Somebody tried to set a record for the heaviest weight lifted by both eye sockets.
Oh no.
I already have an eye phobia, so I'm going to go right to the second one here. The second one's in Sussex, England, where, and I've seen the video of this one, 28 female gym students crammed into a Mini Cooper.
Wow.
28 of them. It's a 2-door Mini with a hatchback. They had a crowd of people around. They had judges. They had stewards making sure that everybody got in there. It's hot inside there when you're crammed in, and claustrophobic, too, so they were actually fanning them with pieces of paper to make it cool in there. You know, I would think being the 28th girl in, not a problem.
Yeah.
First girl in?
Yeah.
How can that possibly be comfortable?
Hopefully no one had chili before.
Oh, brother.
Last year, the same team set the record for 27. This year, they made it to 28, and the organizer, who, by the way, was not one of the girls inside the car, she's the one who said, "Well, it's not like we can get one in the glove box, as they call it in England, but we think we can get to 29 next year."
Oh.
No reaction from the girl who would be number 29. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is family-owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stefanina herself has grown into 5 locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Heck, you can even order online. Stefanina's and stefspizza.com.
What a great game. Only a few minutes to go.
Okay, we're going to win this one, just like I won with my mortgage.
What do you mean?
Rates are still at historic lows, and I was able to refinance my mortgage before it was too late.
Really?
You need to contact American Equity Mortgage before the clock runs out.
Wait a minute.
Aren't you?
Just remember, AmericanEquity.com. I'm Deanna Dorney, president of American Equity Mortgage. Take advantage of these historically low rates before it's too late. Call us today to find out how you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your mortgage. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Are you self-conscious about your crooked teeth when you smile? Well, now, thanks to Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care, there's a simple fix. Instead of braces, he uses Invisalign, and Dr. Bowen says the results are magical.
Some people come in the room looking down at the floor because they're embarrassed of their smile, and they don't want to show anyone their teeth. But, you know, people perceive them as being antisocial, and if we can straighten their smile out and give them confidence, it makes a huge difference in their life.
Do you see men or women coming in asking for Invisalign?
We see both. Businessmen that are in sales and women just want to have a more beautiful smile. I mean, it's the second most common thing people look at when they look at your face.
Dr. Bowen is convinced Invisalign will work for you. He'll give you a deal.
Through the end of the year, we're going to offer $500 off the Invisalign, and we're going to include a take-home whitening system with it.
Dr. Bowen will whiten and straighten your teeth. B-O-A-I-N. BowenDentalCare.com or 314-921-3500. Bowen Dental Care.
I'm Lenny Togo from Toco's Custom Sound in St. Charles, Missouri. One of the coolest things we have to offer this winter season is a remote car starter. Get on the good side with your wife, guys. Give her this box for Christmas, let her press the button, and when she looks outside and her car's running, she'll show you her appreciation in her own way.
Toco's Custom Sound in downtown St. Charles.
636-634-5900.
Toco's Custom Sound.
Online at tocos.com.
That's T-O-C-C-O-S.com.
If you go anywhere else, you gotta be nuts.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians, so choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com, the talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Senate may have given it the thumbs up, but a bill to avoid the fiscal cliff of higher taxes for all Americans.